Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, Ava discovered that the water tower on Harry Mountain has sunk into the ground and that there are badger holes all over. Why would this make the city's water stop flowing? And how are we going to stop Dr. Stinky Breath? Back at Spyology Squad HQ, Jaden was trying to figure this out. Mr. Jim, this is not making any sense to me. Could this really make the water stop flowing to people's houses? Yes, Jaden. You see, let's pull up a map of the city's water supply system. Jaden pulled it up on the big screen in HQ. All right, see how it's all planned out? They clean the water here at the water treatment facility, and then they pump it to the tower. Wait, why do they do that? Shh, said Ava on the walkie-talkie. So the problem that they were trying to solve is that we have all this clean water at the water treatment facility after it's cleaned. But how do we get it to every single faucet in the city? It's not like we're going to install 1,000 pumps, right? Yeah, that would be a huge job, said Jaden. Yes, so we use gravity as the muscle. Like, instead of using all 1,000 pumps, we're just using gravity. What does that mean? Said Ava. Well, so we pump all the clean water to the top of these really tall water towers, right? And the water sits up there. And then when you open up your faucet and the water comes out, gravity is what's pulling it down out of the water tower. And so, theoretically, if the water towers were not so high, so like if they sunk into the ground like they have now, it would stop the flow of water because gravity can't move things from side to side. It can only move things from up high to down low. Okay, so that explains the water, but why in the world would the badgers be involved in this? Said Ava on the walkie-talkie as she was still at the water tower on top of Harry Mountain. Well, that's a good question, said Mr. Jim. I think we can assume that Dr. Stinky Breath must be involved in something like this because this is way too weird to just be, some unhappy badgers. They must have figured out a way how to control the badgers, and we have to stop them before they move on to the next city and the next city, said Mr. Jim. Jaden, in all your research about badgers, did you learn anything that could maybe be helpful right now? Because we really need your help. Well, I'm not sure, said Jaden, but I did see, remember that last part about badgers really like honey? Like, maybe we could lead the badgers back to their rescue facility with a whole bunch of honey. I love that idea, Jaden, said Mr. Jim. Yeah, we'll just need like a lot of honey to get their attention. Jaden put on his jetpack and blasted off. He had to figure out a way to get a whole bunch of honey over to the badger rescue facility to help the badgers get back home. And Ava, I need you to figure out a way to lift the water towers out of the ground and back to their normal height, said Mr. Jim. Shh. Okay, but how in the world am I going to do that? They weigh like 1,000,000 pounds, said Ava. Shh. I know you can solve this, Ava, said Mr. Jim. I'm not sure how, but... Oh, wait. I know you were working on that communication device for your teapot at school, right?
Yes, said Ava.
Maybe that can help. Maybe you can source some other creatures in the world and leverage their powers to maybe lift it out of the ground. I'm not sure exactly how you're going to do this, but I believe in you, Ava. You can solve this one. Let me know if there's anything that you need. Just keep in touch. Over.
Back at Harry Mountain, Ava started to think about what creatures could be helpful, but also, how much does a water tower weigh? She looked it up, and it said the typical water tower weighs about 10 million pounds.
Holy smokes,
said Ava. I'm going to need a lot of help.
10 million pounds? Oh, dear. What could, I know, one animal. There's no way one animal could do that.
Ouch! Ava looked down and an ant had bitten her toe.
Oh, ow, fire ants. That hurts so much.
Wait, ants? Ants are strong. They can lift way heavier stuff than their own. I wonder if I got all the ants in the world, maybe they could help.
She looked it up, and sure enough, if you collected all the ants in the world, according to her research, she saw that they can lift 22 trillion pounds.
Whoa! That's perfect!
And I don't need 22 trillion pounds, only 10 million pounds of ants. Okay, so, let's see. And maybe when some of them are lifting the water tower out, the other ants could fill in the hole with dirt. They could be like the whole team.
Everything I need is in the power of ants.
Ava called it into HQ to let Mr. Jim know about her plan, and he loved it.
All right, Ava, well, you get to work with communicating with your ants. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you can pull it off.
Ava started working on her communication device that she had been working for her teapot at school, but she figured out a way to tweak it a few times so that it can send out a broadcast to all the ants across the world. And immediately, ants started showing up at Hairy Mountain.
Look at them go, she said.
The ants were working together. A whole bunch of the ants were climbing down deeper and deeper so that they could get underneath the water tower and lift it up. It was amazing. Some of the ants would lift and some of the ants would fill dirt in the hole, and it worked perfectly. It was a slow process, but in just a few hours, they were going to get this water tower back in its normal place. Across town, Jaden had been working on collecting a ton of honey so that he could attract all those badgers. He had stopped at several beekeepers' houses to see what they had in stock. And there was a lot of honey, more than he could carry. But it's a good thing he brought his jetpack because he could carry it very quickly. He strapped on his jetpack with several gallons of honey and flew off to the badger rescue facility. He also had to make trails on the ground with the honey so that the badgers would know which way to go.
All right, this is working. Look at that.
As Jaden was flying over and drizzling his trail of honey back to the badger rescue facility, he saw several badgers get the scent and start to follow the honey
in the right direction. Yes,
shouted Jaden. He called into HQ to report the good news.
Mr. Jim, Ava, are you there? Over.
Shh.
Yeah, we're here,
said Mr. Jim.
Shh. Guys, it's working. The honey is bringing the badgers back to the rescue facility. They're all following it.
That's amazing news, Jaden. All right, Ava, how's it going over by you? Did those ants work?
Shh. Yes, the ants are working amazingly. They're all working together, and the water tower is going back up. It's probably going to be another 30 minutes before this one is back in its normal spot, and then I'll move on to the next water tower. Over.
Shh.
Wow, that's amazing. Spyology Squad has solved another adventure.
But what is going on at Dr. Stinky Breath's secret lab?
Oh, Purple Ninjas! Why didn't we account for the ants? Who in the world would have thought that ants would beat out the badgers? How's that possible?
Well, boss, we're very sorry. We didn't consider that either, but don't worry. Next time we'll get them, right?
Yes, Purple Ninjas. Now we must move on to our next plan.
Great job, Spyology Squad. We saved the day but oh no.
It looks like Dr. Stinky Breath has another plan up his sleeve, and we gotta get ready for another adventure.
I need your help celebrating 2 birthdays. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Ethan, who's turning 5 years old. Ethan loves rock climbing, riding his bike, and taking his two dogs, Barley and Sadie, on trips in the camper van. That's so cool, Ethan. Wow, I'm so glad we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy birthday, Ethan. And next up, we have... Happy birthday, Caspian! Caspian's turning 6 years old! Caspian is driving around the world, currently in Colombia. Holy smokes, driving around the world, that's incredible! He makes awesome designs with Magformers and Legos and is a really good friend. Wow, Caspian, I'm so glad to hear all of that, and good luck on your trip around the world. That sounds pretty awesome, and I hope you have the best birthday ever!
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.